It is important to note that these initiatives are the proverbial plaster on the sore. While the Warren came to an end, the underlying social, cultural, and economic factors that are the core of gang and gun violence must be still addressed. Social exclusion, poor and ineffective parenting, lack of positive role models, the proliferation and access to guns, corruption, increasing lawlessness, a reshifting of our value system, normalizing of deviance and violence, which leads to increased lawlessness, and an inertia in implementation of effective, evidence-based, sustainable, and ethical solutions to crime. Most of these issues have been discussed extensively in conferences, workshops, and symposiums, yet we are lagging and moving the needle, according to one regional criminologist, to urgently address this vexing problem of gang violence.